flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Live from Albany, New York, this is the second hour from the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat of Take No Prisoners. Folks, I didn't mean to wake you up. My apologies. Now, we're talking with Doug, who's in the middle of a foreclosure case, and we've explored a number of possibilities. Here's one to consider. Doug, you started and completed a first stage of presentation of abundant promissory note through an administrative remedy presented by a notary, correct?
Correct.
And it went to an attorney for the bank, and it was delivered to the clerk of court. Once it's served, it's served. It can't be unserved, judge. Sorry, you know, you hand it to the bailiff. I can't make this up. Can you show it to the judge, please? The judge says, I don't want this. Sorry, too late, judge. You can't be unserved. You know, can you unserve dinner? They've been served. And you have a notary's certificate, a binding private administrative judgment. If it's done through HHF, I know it was done right, in which they have confessed judgment on the instrument, haven't they?
Yes.
And they have stipulated that there are no facts in dispute and no controversies, correct?
That's correct.
Have they waived all of their rights?
Yes.
I'm confused.
Wait a minute.
I'm confused. Is this your contract with them, or is this your application for a driver's license? See, folks, we learned this by watching them. So we have in our hands two administrative judgments by a public official. Now, might I suggest, if you feel motivated to explore your litigation skills, that you venture into the public, and a simple petition with those certificates of non-performance attached, all of it filed by a notary into the evidence file, to bring those two parties in, the clerk and the attorney, under a very simple count, one count, there is no evidence of a defect in registered public record number, and you can place the county filing number on it, number such and such, in which John Jones, that's the notary, agent for the Secretary of State of the State of New York, has certified that the attorney and the clerk have confessed to having stolen the funds from the Admiralty. Might make for an interesting time in court, don't you think? Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Thank you. The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
I woke up on the cement floor this morning. My head felt like somebody.
Welcome back, friends. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. We're talking here with Doug regarding a short deadline foreclosure case in which there's a possibility he could lose his house. However, when I mentioned that to Doug, his response to me was,
"No way.
No way." Doug's determined not to lose the house, and I can see by the look on his face that it's not going to happen. And that's good news. So, covered 4 or 5 different strategies, the last one being a petition. This is something we would consider in any BIC case, except for our reluctance to venture into the public. But if we felt there was no choice, then we would certainly consider filing into the case a petition to bring the fiduciaries on the instruments, however many there may be, in to show cause why they shouldn't be held in contempt, why they shouldn't be referred for criminal investigation, and so on, regarding a theft of those funds which has been not only certified by a public official, but in which the public official has certified that they confessed. This sounded like just another trick. Do you understand that everything in the public operates by stipulation? The strongest language an attorney can use in a pleading is, pursuant to their stipulation, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, on, and off they go. And they'll repeat, pursuant to their stipulation, on every paragraph and every count. So we should not be shy about introducing their stipulations and their confessions. And all of our administrative remedies do that. The ones from HHS said?
Yes. Yes.
So we could take that and march in. You could do a TRO, a temporary restraining order, like the fellow with the sheriff's cell did. Easy enough to file. I think we have one on the CD, actually. And file a temporary restraining order. Here are copies of the notary certificates. It's been paid. I just need them for 5 seconds on the stand. I want to ask them, how many times do I have to pay it? What did you do with the funds that was certified stolen? What's the defect? Show me the defect. Is there a defect in your confession? Show me the defect in the United States certification of your confession of having stolen those funds. And on and on. But this is the public. I mean, when I mention the public, don't you just want to groan or throw up? Amazing that the citizens, excuse me, Lord, I did not mean that, that the inhabitants of the land in America know, those who are knowledgeable, know that they cannot venture into a public forum and receive any form of honesty from the elected officials. Because if the elected officials were honest, they'd have to walk out and shoot themselves. So I'm not surprised when I see these things, but every once in a while, I receive a flash of irony as to just how ludicrous it is that we're all gathered here and everyone in the room knows that he can go into the public and that judge will do everything he can to prevent the simplest request of all. Just bring them in to testify. One time. Give me one shot at him, judge. What's the matter? You're not a gambler? You've never been to Vegas? One shot. What are you hiding? What are you protecting? Oh, you don't want to give me one shot? Fine. Then let's bring you in as a third-party defendant. And we've played lots of games and wrecked our fair share of havoc in the public judiciary. But I suggest everything that we can do with the banks is increasing the available remedies and the satisfaction that we receive in our involvement in these cases. When I say the banks, I mean the banks and Treasury, our favorite bank, and the post office, and the agencies, and the sheriff's department, and the bankruptcy court. And that leads me to the next topic, because, Doug, you mentioned to me that you were considering a strategy. What would that be, please?
I'll file a Chapter 13 bankruptcy on just to stall the for sale.
And where did you get that idea? Seriously, did you wake up within one morning?
No, I've heard of that idea from many people quite a few people I've talked to with this situation, and that was one of the remedies that someone mentioned, and I didn't think it sounded too bad since the time limit was that restricted.
All right. Sometimes I think we're born with certain genetic imprinting, which includes things like, well, I'll file bankruptcy to slow the collection. I hear it so many times a day. We did a course, Collecting in Bankruptcy, on just that subject. It's a pretty irascible course. I'd say those of you who are in possession of the Collecting in Bankruptcy audios and data CDs, we explored all kinds of strategies to that end. And let me tell you, Doug, we also explored that here at the meeting. Now, you were here partially, but you may not have heard the bankruptcy discussion.
No.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Do you have a Collecting Bankruptcy CD?
Yeah, I just bought it.
Well, that's unfortunate, because I was going to say, we'll give you one.
We're going to let it.
No, to show his appreciation, Doug said, where's my money?
Just kidding.
And, Doug, let's explore one other issue. We're standing here at the conference, Doug.
Okay.
Are you registered?
No.
All right, very good. But we don't care. We're having fun.
I wanted to.
But you were on a ship on the ocean.
Yeah,
I suppose you're going to tell me you were on a ship in the ocean.
No, I was on the lakes, Great Lakes.
Oh, I see. So you were on a ship on the Great Lakes.
Correct.
So you're a Laker.
Yes, I'm a Laker.
I see. How's Kareem doing these days?
Kareem?
Hey, Lakers fan?
Yeah,
all right. All right, so bankruptcy court. Bankruptcy court is, I would rather go to bankruptcy court than Disneyland any day of the week. Do you know anything about filing a bankruptcy case?
No, very little.
All right. If you go through that CD, I'm glad you have it. I'm really glad it's in your possession. We organize all the bankruptcy court documents in order of usage. You go to the folder with the filing documents, Form 1, take you 10 minutes to fill it out, file it into the bankruptcy case, give a copy to the attorney and to the lower court. Bankruptcy court has huge jurisdiction. Of course, we're in bankruptcy. Why wouldn't it have huge jurisdiction? It's the tallest court in the land, if you know how to use it. And once you get that in, you'll have time after that to study the collecting the bankruptcy CD. And my suggestion is that we can be very effective in bankruptcy court, Chapter 13 or Chapter 7, if we structure it in such a way that the debtor in bankruptcy has vast amounts of property, such as perfected claims against the attorney in question and the clerk of court. And the only bona fide secured party creditor or creditors to the debtor in bankruptcy would be you, the living man, if that security interest has been perfected, or better yet, your good and close friends. Do you have any friends in a study group?
Quite a few, but not up in that area. I'm going to file down in North Carolina, so I should be able to do this down there.
Well, I can tell you this. North Carolina is a hotbed of people dying to be bankrupt.
That's good news.
And I know some of them in this group. See us tomorrow. The beauty of the bankruptcy filing is you can put in one or two sheets of paper, get the rest in later. You'll want to get your statement of interest in, maybe the financial statement. Listen to the collecting in bankruptcy CD, and I have a feeling you'll have all kinds of ideas available to you, not just as a stalling tactic, as a collecting tactic on the security interests between your good friends in North Carolina and the debtor in bankruptcy straw party. Now, if some of those North Carolinians, is that the correct expression?
Yeah, that's good enough.
North Carolinians? Yeah. North Carolinians? I'm leaning to Linens. If some of those creditors to the debtor in bankruptcy are good talkers, maybe good litigators, and also understand what it means to be a creditor to the debtor in bankruptcy. Wouldn't that be something to have them go into the creditors' meeting with you, including at least one and preferably three notary public creditors? That we discussed, was it yesterday, folks? Now, this isn't as complicated as the one we laid out yesterday, but picture this. Your straw party files as a debtor in bankruptcy and is holder of two asset items which would be listed on the schedule of personal property. I believe that's Schedule 6B, Form 6B.
Okay.
But you'll look at all the schedules. They're all organized. This is those schedules, Form 6, the schedules of personal property and secured and unsecured and priority and lower priority creditors are all schedules attached to Form 6, and we'll discuss some of those when we return after the break. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please. I got no
bread for the rent. Welcome back, my friends. We're talking with Doug. We're here. We have the privilege of being here at the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat. I say privilege, and I mean it. I learn a lot at these conferences. We share a lot of information. I see everybody sitting around tonight. It's 10:30 at night, and most of the people in the room are ignoring me because they're looking at their computer screens, completing their indemnity bonds, concentrating on their own personal problems, self-absorbed. In fact, they're not even looking up. They don't even know I'm talking. Look at this. Yeah, well, all the self-absorbed people, please applaud. Now, that is an honest bunch of people, isn't it? All right, so let's talk about this, Doug. Imagine this. You file three or four little papers in bankruptcy court. You prepare a schedule of personal property. The primary asset is either a perfected lien or the certificate of non-performance indicating that a particular party, such as the attorney and the clerk of court, owe the debtor in bankruptcy money, $5 million each, We laugh, but that's a bona fide certified debt, a confessed debt. And it's been certified by a public official and registered in the county, having a registration from a public official. And the debtor in bankruptcy has certain creditors. And you get to list who they are on the schedule. That would be schedules, what are they? Schedules D, and F, I believe, or G, D, E, F, and G. And so when it comes to the secured creditors, what if two or three of your colleagues in North Carolina held security interests in the straw party with the forged name similar to yours? That could be by way of a simple bill or an invoice, a statement of account. But I suggest that some of those parties should be notaries, and some of the debts should be substantial security interests, which are signed, and at least one, a substantial security interest purported to be a secured interest, which is unsigned. And the total accumulated amount of those secured debts should not exceed $922,000, to be safe, which is the Chapter 13 limit. Now, you spend a day studying our integrated hot link notes. The codes of interest are listed in there. They're also hot linked to the web. And you'll learn a few significant codes, like I think 586 or 536. I'm not big on remembering this stuff. But codes, for instance, that say that it is the duty of the trustee to monetize the assets of the debtor. What does it say exactly? To turn to money or something to that effect. An amazing statement. The code which says that under Title 28 that the trustee is required to report any observation of criminal activity in the bankruptcy action to the U.S. trustee. And so now a creditor's meeting is scheduled within that first month. What do they call it? A 341 meeting, I think. And who shows up at the hearing but secure creditor number one, your good friend, secured creditor number two, a notary public, maybe a second notary public, and they're holding secured interest, security interest, staple to their proof of claim form, which is Form B-10. And one of those security interests is signed and one is not. Actually, in a foreclosure, that's not a necessary strategy to have one signed and one not signed, because the bank does have a signed security interest called a mortgage or a deed of trust. In New York, it's a mortgage. But if it was a tax case, since they show up with unsigned purported secured interests, just numbers on a page, it's helpful to have someone with a parallel instrument that looks just like theirs. So if she says, I'm going to honor this, the friendly creditor steps forward and says, oh, excuse me, ma'am. So my understanding is that you'll be honoring and paying any creditor who has a security interest, even if it's not signed, correct? Well, here's mine, and the date precedes his. So I'm first in line. When you monetize it, you pay me first. Is that understood? You will be paying me first, ma'am, right? I'm first in line, right? Now we're going to divide it up over three. Oh, really? So my priority doesn't matter? Is that your position? One of the other advantages of having a notary in place is that if you face a situation where someone comes in and makes a false claim, such as the holder of a mortgage where the contract has been redrawn by your administrative process that you've already completed and received a notary certificate from the attorney regarding the attorney, from the notary regarding the dishonor of the bonded promissory note which had been presented to the attorney, then even though you do not list the bank as a creditor on the schedule of secured interest, they'll show up because you're noticing the court to stop the process that you've filed bankruptcy. So they'll know about it right away, and they may say, let's put in a Form D-10. If they do, we file a simple motion to object to the claim, and that's on the CD. And the bankruptcy court gives you papers like that. They give you everything. It's a wonderful place to learn how to be in court. That motion of objection is placed. A hearing is held. You and your family creditors attend, and we'll tell you just how much fun you can have there when we return from the break. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Welcome back, folks. We're talking with Doug about a typical last-minute foreclosure case. And we're exploring the potential of the bankruptcy court as one of the hellfire enforcement strategies. Because the way we use it, believe me, it's hell on earth for the bankruptcy court. So if the attorney or the bank comes forth, which they will, because you'll be noticing the court in which they file the foreclosure case. So they'll understand a bankruptcy is underway, and if they come forth and file a Form B-10 proof of claim, then it would pay to object to that claim immediately. Now, we've delayed on those objections at times to catch them by surprise, but because it's really good to catch them by surprise, to have to prove their claim with the ammunition you walk in with. But that's not always such a good idea for many people, because then you have to really handle yourself in an open court hearing, which is stacked against you, in which you'll let the other party speak at will. And it will be a gang-up job, the judge and the other party against you. They've seen enough of these cases now to know that their job is to slap you upside the head and bring you back as a voluntary compliant robot. So we might appear at that hearing. That hearing, by the way, might be called by one of the friendly creditors. Any party of interest can call any hearing in this court. And on the day of the hearing, the friendly creditors show up. Debtor doesn't even have to be there to object to the claim. And at that point, into evidence, or attached to that objection to the claim, and placed into evidence by a notary, I might say, would be an original wet signature certificate of non-performance, and a copy of the confession of judgment, and the schedule of stipulated admissions by the bank that the account has been paid, they have confessed to dishonoring the payment instrument, they have waived all rights and remedies, they have waived the right to object, they have basically boxed themselves into a corner because they had an administrative remedy, and simply said, I'm looking for an appropriate word that I could say over the air, they said to you, get lost. We don't care what you send us. We're the bank. You're garbage. You signed on as garbage. You're the lowest form of garbage. You're a debtor. And now in bankruptcy, you're a debtor who's bankrupt. That's even a lower form of garbage. And so, in walks the friendly creditor, and in walks the purported creditor. And you, since the friendly creditor objected to the other claim, to the bank's claim, he gets to speak first. And he's also brought with him fresh copies of the evidence. In this case, two certificates of non-performance indicating that both the attorney and the clerk of court are in dishonor on payment instruments to the tune of $5 million. And perhaps perfecting that into a commercial lien, indicating that he is the creditor to the bank. Now the fun begins. It can be as simple as presenting to the opponent, to the bank's attorney, a copy of the certificate of protest and the attorney stipulations. Would you identify a defect in registered certified public record of the United States acceptance of certification of your confession of judgment on that promissory note? All that promissory note doesn't matter, really. Would you happen to have the original promissory note? Show me the difference. He signed both, right? Imagine if the attorney came forth and said, I can't verify his signature. Okay, Your Honor, I move for dismissal. They've got no promissory note. Let's take it back to the other court. So the guy is standing there. You've got a brand new perfected contract. You paid off the old contract, right? You paid off the mortgage. The United States certified you paid off the mortgage. The United States certified that they confessed you paid off the mortgage. The United States certified that there is a zero balance or a positive balance in the creditor's favor, the former debtor's favor on mortgage. The United States certified that they've waived all of their rights to object, and now you need to make the judge do his job. And in many cases, he will. If it's done in a non-hysterical manner, with as little averment as possible, and shifting proof of claim to the other party at all times. Mr. Jones, is that your signature? Mr. Jones, is that the signature of your gal Friday on the form, the Postal Service form, what is it, 3811, the green card? Did you or did you not receive this? Why did you not object? Do you have a defect now? And you tear this claim apart. You should hold that form. His claim should not proceed. The same strategies can be used at a debtor's hearing. Or the creditor's hearing is what they call it. They view it as a debtor's examination. The debtor comes in and reveals all of his property to the creditors. That ain't what's going to happen. Because imagine, everybody arrives at the 341. Let's say you did not object. You did not put in a motion to object to the bank's claim, the bank's mortgage. You show up at the creditor's hearing. The debtor in bankruptcy shows up. The two or three notary-friendly creditors show up, maybe another friendly creditor, and the poor bank guy. Having no idea that the other creditors are about to swarm around him. Having no idea that they have superior claims that may have a date which is antecedent to the date of the mortgage. They may have an idea, but they may not understand how you're also about to wield the notary certificates of non-performance, certificates of non-payment, certificates of dishonor, certificates of protest. Every judge and every trustee knows what that is. And now the friendly creditors ask the same questions from all directions of the bank. Well, you're here, excuse me, to the trustee, excuse me, ma'am or sir. There may be a problem here. We're all competing for the same dollar, but I was just looking at this Form B-10 from Mr. Jones over there. That seems to be in conflict with a perfected security interest against Mr. Jones. I'm confused. Is he a debtor or a creditor here? I need to get to the bottom of this because he's competing for my money. I'm a creditor. You get the idea? Yeah. And you can have a field day in there because all the evidence points to the simple fact that Mr. Jones and his bank are debtors. Doesn't have to come to any of this, by the way. If you're able to perfect a secured interest or a perfected lien against the bank and you give them notice that you intend to send their property, you're in a negotiation. I don't know what their building's worth, but probably a lot more than the house. And when they get a notice of lien sale, or a notice of private lien sale, they face the unpleasant task when they call you and they start yelling at you, you can't do that. They can either go to court and try and stop it, and you can stop that cold. Doesn't matter what their orders say. It's a private lien sale, especially if you've perfected a land contract on the property, which doesn't have to take very long, doesn't have to. Have you done any land contract work?
No.
That's something to look into as you're delaying this, because once you pop that land contract into the equation, the bankruptcy court doesn't matter, because now you're dealing with property, excuse me, you're dealing with land that's outside their jurisdiction. They have nothing to do with it. All they can talk about is that deed. And the property, you're talking about the land. So that's something one might want to consider in a situation like this. Develop the land patent. Develop the land patent on the bank. You don't have time for that here. But if you're in bankruptcy court and all the while you're developing the land patent in a county like St. Lawrence, you go to the Historical Society. The county records in St. Lawrence, I believe, go way back. It's an old area. I'd say old money, but there is no money up there. But there are a lot of old people who like to keep records. And so if they don't have it, the Historical Society will have it. And what's to stop you from perfecting a land patent on the bank's building? That could be interesting. And now you issue the notice of lien sale. You're holding the land patent on the land, a commercial lien on the buildings, and a dishonored a certificate that a promissory note for payment was dishonored on your contract. That's a negotiation I wouldn't mind a piece of. That may not work on short deadline, but in the long term, like you said, you're not going to lose that building, right? You're not going to lose that property. Yeah, so that might be something to consider. Anyway, Doug, I hope some of this was helpful to you.
Great.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. You're not hopping back on a ship anytime soon.
Second week in November.
All right, well, thank you for joining us. Folks, it's 10:45, and I think we'll save one of the cases for tomorrow because I'd like to go into it in more detail. Pretty complicated estate trust situation. But we were talking about divorce and family issues and children and all of the nastiness of redrafting the original marriage certificate. Would you like to come up and discuss that? Very good. Sir, what is your first name, please? David. All right, David, thank you for joining us. David, you've been involved in a divorce situation that dates back a while?
Yes, my wife filed for a divorce in 1998, and we had three daughters, so it went into a property settlement and child support issues, and the property was divided up, and I retained the house until 2003, where she went back for more child support, and it resulted in the house being sold at a sheriff's sale. And she got about $200,000 out of it. I got nothing out of it. And then later, in 2004, we had a private stipulation where she agreed not to file for any more. Neither of the parties were going to file for any more child support nor spousal support, and remove jurisdiction from the court. Well, in 2006, she hired the child support services, who went back to their work and asked me to come back into court again. And they now have a child support order, once again, ignoring my private stipulation and binding agreement, the private contract I had with my ex-wife. And so now I have an order to pay child support again for about $400 a month.
All right, I'm going to stop you there. This is a bit unusual. I'm looking at a stipulation and binding agreement. Was it reviewed by her attorney?
We did not have, neither one of us had attorneys at the time, but we both.
All right, so it's not what the paper's written on, because all she has to say is it was signed under duress. I didn't know what I was signing. Bye-bye stipulated agreement. Hello, equity. Hello, my honey. Hello, equity. Equity is the quicksand of the public, and they'll have you step in it every time. Well, we discussed this today, and I don't mean to be redundant, but let me just review a few of the principles here. In these sorts of issues, you always have to go back to the beginning and undo the mistakes. I see people shaking their heads. That does not mean you hire an assassin or ask your physician for insulin to take care of your wife. Leave that as your pleasant fantasy before you're resigning in bed at night. The first thing I suggest we do is we give it up to the Lord and we forgive. These are nasty situations involving children, also involving our property. And that's a redundancy because the children are our property if we establish them as such under a security interest. So to resolve these situations, what I would consider doing is correcting the contract which provided jurisdiction to the state. namely,
the ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is the last segment. I need silence across the board, please. We're back, folks. I thought I had my microphone muted, but apparently I did not. So let me apologize for that and for losing the signal again just before the break. Very quickly, we're talking with some people about family problems. We have 2 or 3 minutes left. I'm going to rush through it. We need to zero out the contract, all of the damaging contracts, and we do that by paying off all liabilities and injuries it has caused, providing them an opportunity to establish the value of those injuries, and if they don't, we establish the value, we create the remedy, and we give them a bonded promissory note. And the contract is certified by the notary and then registered in the county. That marriage license is done. The state's no longer involved. We might do the same process with the other spouse, the other party to the contract, and complete all of that. Then if there's a family, then simultaneously we are establishing our status as creditor to the children. And no one has a higher right biblically than that to do that than the father. And now the children are established by way of a security agreement as our property in commerce, and we file notice of that on a UCC 1 or a UCC 3 and deliver it all by way of another contract to the family court, the clerk and the judge, and whoever else, Child Protective Services, and give them notice. Get off my land. I want my property back and get out of the way. And then we head into the various hellfire enforcement strategies because each of those contracts is delivered with a bonded promissory note, and every time they fail, we send it on to Treasury for liquidation. We have numerous other strategies to resort to, whole list of them that we've been reviewing and we'll review again tomorrow. The difference is this involves children and we don't want to see them damaged. So there may be custody problems regardless of what you do. But if they were my children and I felt like a friend of mine where the wife had been committed to an insane asylum and still managed to retain custody, I would establish my creditor status and then I would take my children and no one would get in my way. And I'd make it clear to those people that I'm holding the lien and it's going to be liens on your Child Protective Services building and on the CAFRA funds that are associated with the county and the state. And I'll even find your bond. I'll locate it, whatever bank or institution is holding it, and I will attach those funds. And there are people who attended here today who know how to do that. And I will retain my property because I've retained all of my property rights. May not be pleasant, may not be clean. I remember there was a woman in Canada across the border maybe 6 months ago or kidnapped her children across the border, and they brought her back kidnapping her children. She made all the newsreels, and eventually they let her go. She must have pulled something. How can you kidnap what's yours? Is such a thing possible? So we established the record clearly that it's ours and established the penalty fees for those who would impair those contracts. Then we go to collect on those penalty fees by way of commercial liens, enforcement strategies, could be in bankruptcy court, could be through a sheriff, could be through a bank, could be through establishing your own bank and writing drafts against it to the United States. Many, many ways to enforce that strategy. Anyway, folks, that's it. I want to thank not only your attendance in the audience tonight, but for your joining me at the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat. It's been a pleasure. We have one more day left tomorrow. We're really going to get into enforcement strategies. I commend all of the activities that you have been undertaking and your job in seeing that the United States returns to freedom. Good night and God bless, and we'll see you next Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
It's true.